NPR's Kenneth Walker is also at the Durban conference this week. He reports that among African leaders, there are differences over the question of reparations for slavery and what form they should take.
Between the 17th and 19th centuries, tens of millions of Africans were seized, transported, and sold into slavery in the Americas. By some accounts, as many as 6 million died during the voyage across the Atlantic. At a workshop on the sidelines of the racism conference here, Jamaican professor Dudley Thompson says there can be no doubt that those who benefited from the slave trade must compensate its victims.
You kidnap millions of people. You transfer them in a ferry of infamy across to another country.
We say the debt has not been paid. The debts have not been paid.
The issue has been raised by virtually every African country represented here, but the demands are varied. There's broad African support for language in the Durban Declaration that would describe slavery as a crime against humanity. But a formal apology is a non-starter for the United States and key European nations because of the legal implications. They fear an apology would unleash a flood of lawsuits demanding financial compensation. Some African leaders say direct and immediate financial compensation is exactly what is required, but others, including South Africa's Thabo Mbeki, are instead seeking Western contributions to African development programs. Senegal's president, Abdoulaye Wade, is opposed to any reparations at all. Wade is a descendant of Senegalese kings who were themselves slaveholders. In an interview, he acknowledged that many African countries, including Senegal, were devastated by slavery and colonialism. But Wade says he can't decide who should pay what to whom to repair the damage. And even if that could be worked out, he finds the whole notion of reparations undignified.
Pay what? No, in terms of money. If there were claim against slavery, you know, nobody can solve this problem because it's very complicated. Because all people practice slavery. I'm very, very proud man. I think we can't build Africa by begging money. No.
President Watt's position has angered some African leaders and stirred opposition even in his own country. Alioune Tine heads a Senegalese human rights group. He was briefly detained in the Senegalese capital, Dakar, 2 weeks ago after he publicly criticized Wade's position on reparations. Tine says he's bitterly disappointed with his president.
The impact of slavery, slave trade, and colonialist victims and the descendants of victims are living. Still today, when you see misery, poverty, the victims are black people. It is a scandal.
British human rights lawyer Lord Anthony Gifford believes that Europeans should welcome reparations as an opportunity to begin to put an end to what he calls a poisonous anti-black racism with roots in the slave trade.
And just as reparations will enable the end of the physical and material impoverishment of African people, so it will help to end the spiritual impoverishment of the European people, so that we can look at each other and see each other in the face to face, with the debt paid and justice done.
Harvard University professor Charles Ogletree is deeply involved in the growing drive for reparations by African Americans. And he believes that much of the research the U.S. team is gathering for its suit in the Americas would help lay the legal basis for reparations for African nations as well.
It clearly, to me, is as compelling a case in Africa as a continent as it is in America as a country. And what really is significant is that what Europe did to Africa is continuing, is lingering, is pervasive. It has affected Africa, it has improved Europe and other parts of the world, and I think they can quantify the harm, then have to figure out how to sort it out from country to country. It's doable, but it's going to take a lot of work.
Soon after the conference began here, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan warned that the dispute over what to do about the legacy of the slave trade is threatening the overall success of the meeting. Committees are at work behind closed doors in an attempt to narrow the gaps on this and other contentious issues, but so far, There are no indications that a solution has been found. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Durban.